Next patient is Carol or Brell. I'm sorry, Carol Orell. That is O-R-R-E-L-L. Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Carol Orell. Date, O-R-R-E-L-L. Date of birth is 10/28/46. Date of visit is 8/15/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Carol St. James. S.D. James, M.D. Carol St. James. The next line, Dear Carol, thank you for sending Carol Orell for my evaluation. Next, just present illness. This is a 75-year-old white female with a history of cough, shortness of breath, and history for weakness that started 3 weeks ago. Had a CT chest done on 7/24/22. The patient's chest CT showed no evidence of pneumonia. And there was no infiltrate in the lung fields, but a few calcified granulomas and a few scattered tiny nodules were seen. Under 3 millimeters. The patient has an occasional cough, no wheezing presently, and denies fevers or chills. Next paragraph, past history includes history of UTI, history for hypertension, and Crohn's disease of the colon, as well as hypothyroidism. She has history for reflux disease, and no significant history of surgery except for C-section. Next paragraph. I'm sorry. Can you also add in the past history? Past history also includes NSTEMI. NSTEMI. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient the patient has no history of smoking, no alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of leukemia, mother died of mother died at an elderly age. Next line, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has an occasional cough. She has abdominal pains. She has, can you please mention in the mother's illness, mother died of ruptured spleen. Ruptured spleen. Next, continuing the system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, no glaucoma or cataracts, no hoarseness or nosebleeds. She has some shortness of breath and no cough. The nice abdominal pains, but has some diarrhea with Crohn's disease. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has no chest or jaw pain, no anxiety or depression, denies easy bruising. She has muscle aches and joint stiffness, and she has memory loss, denies headaches or seizures. Hey, allergies, none listed. Next, med list. Synthroid, 50 micrograms daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily. Protonix, 40 milligrams a day. Januvia, 100 milligrams daily. And atorvastatin, 40 milligrams a day. Next, for physical exam, this averagely built elderly female who's alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 205, saturation 96. HENT norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Thymus, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the basis. And occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart sounds are irregular, smoothness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, decreased peripheral pulses, reflexes are 1 plus with no growth, small enough. The cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic dyspnea with reactive airways. Number two is lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number three, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number four is hypertension. Number five, Crohn's disease. Number six, diabetes mellitus. And next paragraph, plan the patient will get a chest CT to evaluate her for any lung masses. She will also be scheduled for a polysomnographic study, and a complete pulmonary function study will be ordered. She was given a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and used Tessalon pearls, 100 milligrams Q, 6 hours as needed. And CBC complete metabolic profile and a sed rate to be done. And a follow-up visit to be arranged here in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Carol St. James, MD. Thank you.